Welcome everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem Power Word Share number 65. When you refuse to give tzedakah, for example, or you refuse to do something as an act of kindness, for whatever reason, it's easy to feel guilty. You feel bad that you didn't do it, or you don't want to do it, and you don't do it. But what happens is the next step, that's one step. If for whatever reason you decided not to give, you make your own calculation and soul-searching as to what your motivations are, and you work on it. But the problem is that very often, to alleviate those feelings of guilt, some people tend to belittle the person that is making the request. So, for example, if people collect tzedakah, you know, in shul, and you make a decision you're refusing to give them, disturbs your davening, whatever your reasons really are, fine, but what you do very often is when they're coming around, you start in your mind or even verbally knocking that person. Oh, this guy's a schnurrer. Or, you know, like get a normal 9-to-5 job and you make these judgments or with anger, you just belittle them. And part of it is to rationalize your guilt of not giving. And why do you do that? You do that because if you're able to see that person in a negative light, your refusal to help is easier to cope with. It's easier to cope with because it's not only that I'm refusing to help. The guy deserves that I don't help. This woman deserves that I shouldn't help her. And this causes double harm because not only you're not helping the person, you're causing them pain with your words if you say something to them. Or even in your mind, when you say think something harsh, is also not healthy. But when you say something to them that causes them pain, someone tries to collect and you belittle them, you're doing double harm. So it's one issue, for whatever reason, you make a calculation that you're not helping that person. Putting that aside, you don't compound it by bashing that person to make yourself feel better. So this, for example, happens by professional fundraisers. Some people don't want to make the contribution. Okay. Whatever the reasons is, they don't want to make the contribution. But what they do is they rationalize their refusal by doing what? By attacking that institution, by attacking the values of that institution or the cause involved. It's a corrupt cause. Or they pocket their money, or they're self-centered people there. You knock the institution or this maysid that you refuse to give money to. And you tell the person point blank this. That's how you know it's Devar HaMamish. It's very distressing to someone who's sincerely concerned about an institution or a cause that they're collecting for, and you bash that institution or that cause. There's no reason to do that. At the very least, just simply don't give the funds. But not to hurt the person as a result. Because, you know, when they're collecting for an organization, they devote their time, their energy to a cause, to raise funds. And to disparage it adds to their frustration inherent in that fundraising. So if you don't want to contribute, you don't want to contribute. That's your right. But at least don't say anything that would constitute a nos devarim that would hurt them further. So the negative approach would be like telling the person, I'm not going to lend you the money. You have to borrow because I'm not sure I could trust you. Who knows for certain you'll pay me back. And you're a parasite because you anyway... You hang on favors of others. You should become independent. Get a job. People like you cause harm to society. People like you cause harm to truly responsible people. You caused your own situation by not refusing to get off your whatever and get a job. All those type of things without even knowing the person. The positive approach is simply to say, I'm sorry, I'm unable to lend you the money you're asking for. And I wish you hatzlacha. That is the more healthy way to do that. Another thing one needs to realize is that you don't know a lot of things. You make false assumptions and you speak einos dvarim based on wrong assumptions. Matters are not always as they seem to be. And the more you realize that if you look at a situation that looks negative right now, surface, but you recognize in your head, there's more to the story than this. There's something I'm not seeing. There's something behind the scenes. That will be easier for you if you recognize that to have self-discipline not to hurt somebody. Know that when a person appears to be doing something that's wrong, or chutzpahdik, or whatever it is, it could be an honest mistake. Rabbi Zelig Pliskin brings an interesting story that happened to a friend of his, driving car in Yerushalayim, Har Noif section of the city, and he saw someone in Har Noif waiting by the rain for the bus. So he wanted to do a chesed, so he stopped his car, offered him a ride. He says, where are you going? I'm going to the King David Hotel. So the driver of the car says, you know something? I'm not going there. I'm going to Sanhedrin Merkeves. I'll take you until the central bus station. I can't take you to King David Hotel. I'll take you to the central bus station, which is easier for you to get there. Now, the man who entered the car said again, no, take me, please, to King David Hotel. Now, the driver was surprised, the chutzpah of this complete stranger, requesting him to go far, far out of the way. What happened was, though, upon questioning and being mavar, it came out that this person came from a different country, thought that the car that he went into was a taxi. And as a taxi, of course, you say, take me to King David Hotel. The driver realized it later, but initially he thought, what a chutzpah, I'm doing him a favor, and I'm telling him, I'll take you to the central bus station, and you're telling me to schlep all the way there, what's wrong with you? So that's a situational error. And when you look for that, you know, if he wouldn't have done that, recognized, hey, you know, there's a mistake here, then it would have been easier to fall into the test of this driver insulting the passenger. Wow, what a chutzpah, how inconsiderate are you? But when he realized the situation, he innocently thought it was a taxi, there's no anger anymore. So be aware always, before you open your mouth and about to say something hurtful, that you don't always know the other person's perspective. Try to clarify before saying anything that could cause hurt feelings. Another thing of Einos Dvarim is if you receive a gift that you don't like and then you tell the person some problem with the gift that you received, the one that gave it to you, that's also Einos Dvarim. You know, you may receive a gift from someone and you don't exactly like what you received. But the bottom line is you have to think in your mind that a person spent time buying it for you. This person spent money buying it for you. Don't make any comments that will make him feel bad. This applies in marriage also when husbands and wives give gifts to each other. You have to use a lot of delicate tact not to hurt the person who gave if you're not happy with what was received. Now, if the gift can be exchanged or returned, and the giver of the gift is a practical person then who won't be insulted, then you could thank them for the thought, and will gain more from his kindness if you could exchange the gift. Very often, the person who gives a gift is sensitive enough, they chop, they tell the person, if you don't like this, feel free to return it, you know, or feel free to get it, take something, switch it with something that you do like. But if you sense that the person who gave you the gift is a very sensitive person, or the gift cannot be returned, then thank him. Just simply thank him for her. But I know Stavarin would say, I dislike the color. I would have liked another brand. The other book would have been better. You didn't pick the proper item. Again, with strangers, you usually wouldn't say this, but between husband and wife or friends, you would. It causes hurt feelings. When someone gives you a gift, he wants you or she wants you to appreciate it. Some people have a tendency to keep saying, you shouldn't have got me anything, I don't want any gifts, what I need it for. Your refusal to receive is also hurtful. Now, it's admirable not to want to take from others. You know, right? If you hate getting from other people gifts, it's a riches yamim. All those by Mari Chazal. But if someone's giving you that gift, you can't call it because they know it's dvarim. It's admirable that you don't want to take from other people, but don't hurt other people's feelings because of that midah. So it depends on the relationship you have with that other person. It depends on the personality of that other person that's giving you the gift. Some people, you could tell them openly and that, you know, you and sincerely, I don't want any presents and they'll be makabel. Other people are doing it, but with other people, basically, you're doing a gift by accepting the gift. This is similar to the Gemara Kedushin. It's brought down that if a woman gives a gift to a man or gives a like something of value to a man, normally Kedushin does not work. Kedushin works, the husband has to give something of value, usually. It's a ring, but it could be anything worth money, to a woman and say, you're Hariyat Mekudeshesli, you're married, you should be married to me, and she accepts it, and they are married. At least the Erisin part of marriage is taking place. Normally, if she gives something, and she says, with this be Mekadesh me to you, or you should be Mekadesh to me, or whatever it is, it does not work. One exception is if she gives a chush of a person, a person that is chush of a gift, then it's mekudeshes, because with this pleasure, with this hana, that she's giving a respected person a gift, she receives some pleasure for it. If that pleasure is worth more than a pruta, then she's mekudeshes, because the potential husband, the adam chashav, actually gave the woman something. She gave her a value of money, of the satisfaction of being able to give to adam chashav. So sometimes, by the way, even though seini matanis yichya, it's not healthy to receive gifts, you don't want to accept gifts, but there are situations by you receiving it gracefully and thanking Hashem for it, that is the matana that you're giving them. And that's such an important yisoid, because you think you're being selfless by saying, no, I don't want the gift. And actually, it's a chesed to accept that gift and say thank you and value the person. So number one is, when you don't want to give a gift, sorry, when you don't want to give tzedakah, or you don't want to do something of kindness, don't compound or double the problem by justifying it, by giving a reason why you don't want to give it. That's einas devarim. Also realize the situation could be different. You don't always know everything. And the idea of when you're receiving gifts to be gracious and be careful and not to belittle the gift of the person that is giving the gift to you. Bracha v'atzlacha.